Blog Talk Radio.
Aw, oh, shit. Here we go. I told y'all about this anti-hater music. Y'all ain't ready for this. The Dagger Bitches. LA West Coast all day. That's right. AKA 4GB Witty. They don't know nothing about this. They don't know. But we about to show them, all right? I love it. Yo, let's go. Uh-oh. They not.
Oh, shit.
So, I don't know
this what
to
do. This how we doing it?
Yeah.
This how y'all doing it on
yeah,
this show? All right. I got y'all.
We got them. We got them.
We jumping, niggas?
Yeah.
Y'all know how we get down over here on the west side, right? The Dagger, bitch.
I'm tired of these niggas out here thinking they untouchable, like I'ma let the shit slide. What am I, a hustler? You think that you can do whatever? Never, nigga, fuck with you. And bitches think they niggas now.
Does that mean I can hit them?
Y'all never know what Dagger do. I'm swinging hard at every pitch. Wayne Brady with it.
Does a Dagger have to slap a bitch?
Toss her body in a ditch. Take the piss up on a grave.
Rest in peace, spirit.
She should've never disobeyed. See the way I treat a bitch, and bitch niggas get it worse. Looking for my first body. Why you think I drive a hearse? I hate his thirst is never quit. Blood sucking wall crawlers, hunting every hater down.
I'm Blade
Witty. Alias is 40B, I'm with it, watch me execute. I'm so high, I fly and skydive without a parachute. West Coast representative, I'm killing beats and kill them off. And Dagger pulls the hammer, puts the
final nail into your coffin.
That's right, yeah, we ain't done yet. I told y'all, we jumping niggas out here on the West Coast on this. I brought my nigga with me. Yeah. I have to show y'all something real quick. Hey, Savage, hey man, get over here real quick, man. We jumping niggas out over here on the West Coast, man. We gotta show them how we do this, alright? Now look, don't hold nothing back, alright?
You can tell just by my face that bitch I ain't nothing nice. Go against me, go ahead and gamble with your fucking life. West side, had to say it fucking twice. 100 grand nigga, got no time for the pussy shit. Dope fast tracks in the lab, you know I'm cooking. Bitches wishing that I wouldn't, but the proof is in the pudding. Just do what they wouldn't, I'm just doing what they wouldn't. Just a young nigga up in the hood like you were good. Bitches get fucked, I just do this shit for wretched sake. Hoes claiming they real, they set you up, but it ain't no mistake. Backstab your ass quick and now they smiling in your face. A disgrace to see most of your dog turn in the snake. Try me get bodies till Dagger bring me yellow fake. Down here we don't fake. Fuck boy, you never straight. Haters still tryna throw salt on a nigga. But guess what? These hoes, they fuck with a nigga.
Oh, shit. Oh, wait. No. We still ain't done yet. I told y'all we ain't done, man. You know how we do over here on the West Coast, man. That nigga still moving. That nigga still moving. He's still creeping and crawling. Fuck that. I'm about to stomp this nigga to the ground real quick, alright? Y'all thought it was over? We don't stop.
Intelligence, I got it. If you got beef, don't start it. Keep it to yourself. Sound stupid like an alcoholic. Dagger this, dagger that. Dagger's whack, can't rap. Tell your lies, cause anyone that hurt me ain't believing that. Stating facts on every track, the people love my dialogue. Dagger fucks bitches while you jacking off in catalogs. Lover, not a fighter, bitches in my bed. Pocket bread. I don't like to fight, cause I ain't stopping
till somebody dead.
Rage, I feel it never stops. Sure you wanna light the fuse. Whoop your ass so bad they must report it.
We got breaking news.
And when I do my interview, I tell them truth, don't gotta lie.
Why you do that to him?
Had to make that nigga realize. Never judge a book by cover. Never underestimate a brother who ain't like no other. Favorite word? Stop the hate, congratulate. You see a hater, stop him out. It's Friday, so I'm smoky with you.
You gotta knock the fuck out.
This one nigga came through here with his bitch. Left with a case of hate poison, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Hey, yo. Tell about that nigga that got a fence brush by the rubies and diamonds and shit.
He killed himself, man. Took his own life and shit. You know what I mean? Suiciding over some shit about his ex-girlfriend and all of that. We all knew that this shit was about the diamonds and the rubies and the jacuzzi.
Now, this aquatic adventure park is especially for y'all niggas out there with your little in-ground pools, diving boards, or whatever. Step the pool game up, nigga. We slide down with ours. You know what I'm saying?
Your bitch does.
Bang Out Radio is now on social media. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter at Real Bang Out, and Instagram at Bang Out Radio for the most up-to-date info on our shows, artists, and models. Bang Out.
What's cracking, y'all? The Dagger, LA West Coast all day, Bang Out Radio, Reality Radio. If you're tuned in live or if you're downloading this at your own convenience, you're officially listening to Fuck You Fridays, all right? So, you already know I'll Fuck You Fridays. It's all talk, no music whatsoever. So if you got an issue, you got a problem, you got some things to get off your chest, whatever, this is what that night is for, all right? So, again, that's where we're at. Fuck You Fridays. And officially off top, you got a problem with anything I'm going to say tonight? Fuck you. Plain and simple. But let's get down. Yeah, let's get down to business as always is first. Shouts out to the boss lady, Topaz Lachey, because, again, without her, there is no Bang Out Radio whatsoever, to be honest. She created all this, so, again, thank you for allowing us to keep things moving and keep things pushing for not only myself, not only my co-hosts and other co-hosts on the other shows that we got and everything like that. Just anybody that fucks with what we got going on over here, thank you, all right? And thank you for allowing us to keep things moving and keeping things pushing. Also, all independent artists, keep doing what y'all doing, all right? Keep sending in your music. dagger.bangoutradio@gmail.com. Again, that's dagger.bangoutradio@gmail.com. Got 5 shows. 4 of them do play music. We will find a place for it in rotation, all right? Don't even get it twisted. And then, of course, last but not least, just anybody take the time out of their day to spread word about the show, to talk about the show. Again, to support me, to support the other hosts I got, to support the beauties of the week that come through on here. Just anybody that's supporting what we got going on, thank you. Thank you, all right? And keep talking, keep spreading word about the show, because that's all I ask y'all to do is just talk about the show. Spread word. Let people know we want to be the voice for independent music. We want to be the voice for independent thought patterns. We want to be the voice for realness, unscripted, and all that, you know, all that real, as real as shit can be, this is where it's at. Bang Out Radio. All right, let's just make sure we get that understood. Now, as far as the show goes, since it is Friday, you know what I mean? I hope everybody's, like, I hope everybody's done with the New Year's shit, because, like I said, it's been a week now. New Year's is over, you know what I mean? Like, New Year, getting to the new shit, what we got going on, and people have already officially pissed me off. Not even pissed me off, because I like to say, I don't like to get angry. I don't get angry, you know what I mean? So I wouldn't say anger is the right word I would use, but it's, like I said, it's stupidity that I have a problem with, and I don't know how I feel about other people's stupidity. But again, real quick, straight out the phone lines, though, straight out the gate. And I see my man right here in a minute, man. Hold on. It's calling in. Manny, what it do?
Yo.
How you been, man?
I'm doing good, man. How you doing?
Man, I'm doing as good as I can, Manny, man. Like I said, I'm trying to hold in there. I just got a new job after all that shit happened at the last gig, you know, and everything. But
I don't want to talk about that shit.
Hey, but Manny, on some real shit, though, like I said, for me, it was the best job I've ever had. You know what I mean? I got paid the most to do something I was really good at, and it was just a fucked up situation. And then for me, when I got to the point where I was just out of debt, that's when all that shit transpired, you know? So, yeah, that's when all that shit transpired. And then it's like, fuck, well, I just got out of debt. Now I can't even make no more money. Like, fuck, you know what I mean? It's like I had to do, but I'm not complaining, man. But what's been going on with you, Manny? Hey, you still hot at the young girls, man? You get your cosmetics thing going? And honestly, I know you're doing, like, all that shit, man. What you been doing? Manny got hoes. Don't let Manny fool you. Manny got hoes.
Manny's just complaining about the fucking hoes right now, because from 30-something or 40-something to 20-year-olds, I'm about set up.
Oh, you got set up? Okay, that's good. Manny, like I said, it's fucking crazy. Fridays, Manny. Anything you want to get off your chest? Anybody pissed you off in the new year already? Like I said, what's been going on?
Everybody pissing me off. I actually got to say that I'm 38 years old. I'm about to be a grandpa. That's how fucking pissed off I am.
Wow. Your grandpa, Manny?
I'm going to be a grandpa.
Wait, what are your sons? Your son or your daughter?
What am I saying? My daughter, man. My 17-year-old.
Oh, yeah, your daughter. Oh, yeah, I know you pissed now. Did you kill him?
Nah.
Did you kill him?
Nah. I was like, I had to be okay about it and shit. I had to man up and thank God that I got a good job. You know what? Because nothing could replace that company we were with and shit and, you know, what we did there. But the company I'm at right now is kind of a dream job, and it's a good time to be around great people. So thank God I'm working and making, you know, still doing my construction on the side.
Yeah, exactly. And then doing what you want to do. At least it's something that you want to do. I mean, if you can, Manny, I mean, like I said, you never know who's out there listening. I mean, I don't know about your company or whatever, if y'all hiring people or looking for people to get. I mean, if you want to plug something, you're more than welcome to as well, you know. But
always,
if you want to keep it hush up, you can as well.
No. I work, well, you know, like you said, I work now for Marinello Schools and shit. I work over at Burbank and, you know, go online, put my name and shit, Manny Rocha, and shit, say that I recommended you. I need the money.
There you go. And then, yeah, like I said, we out here trying to get money and everything. That's good. Well, Manny, I mean, thanks for checking in. I mean, you hanging out for the night? You got some time to hang out, or you just stopping through real quick?
No. I got some time. I'm hanging around.
All right, Manny, hanging out in the building. Okay, hold on. Who else we got out here? Hold on. Let me see who else. Hold on. I got to check and see. I check these callers. I try to screen them ahead of time before I just bring them in. Make sure, okay, that's my nigga right there, for sure. We got to make sure. My nigga Wes with it right here. What it do, Wes? How you feeling?
What that shit do, man? What's up, fuck Friday?
Chilling on the fuck you Fridays, man. What's going on with you, Wes? How you feeling?
Shit, man, I'm cool, man. On the freeway, just got the fuck off.
Yeah, just got the fuck off of work, huh? So fuck work for the weekend, huh? That's what we're... So, I mean, what's going on with you, West, man? Anything you want to get off your chest off top? I mean, this Fuck You Fridays, man, straight out the gate. Any fuck yous, you know, officially real quick, or are you good right now?
And, shit.
Hey, talking to you right now.
No,
I'm talking to this nigga fresh with it over here. You know how this nigga act. He don't care. But, yeah, any fuck yous you want to get off top real quick?
Not really, but... Hey, tell
him
that was some crazy shit last night.
He was just saying you was on last night. He just said that's a crazy. What happened last night? Okay, story time. What the fuck happened last night?
Man,
nobody called 4DB, but it's cool. Whatever it was, I'm glad I missed it. But what happened?
Hey, dude, it was a spelling moment. It was some just weird shit. It was just. Some weird bitches, man. It was crazy.
Weird bitches. What y'all doing? See, I see why y'all asked me to try to find the bitches, because y'all come across some weird-ass motherfuckers when I don't be around, huh? Is that what it is?
Man.
What the fuck? What happened, though? Something happened. What did the weird bitch do? What did the weird bitches do?
Just smoke dope. That's what they do.
Oh, yeah. Y'all was with some dope heads? Look at y'all.
Hey,
if Wes says it, it must be true. Wes don't lie to me. Y'all say, you weren't there? Yeah, it must be true, because Fo wasn't there now. Fo wasn't there. We going to leave that shit alone, man. I guess. Y'all niggas is dumb. Fadangle. What the fuck? That means something to you, Wes? Fadangle?
Nigga, you stupid. You're not even telling what it is. You stupid.
Whatever.
Good shit.
Anyway, focus. Man, Wes, you hanging out, man? I know you're on the freeway. I know you're riding and everything like that. It's not good. You good rolling and talking and driving at the same time? You straight?
Doing this since I was 12, man. This is nothing.
All right, just making sure before we get into officially Fuck You Fridays and everything like that. Because, you know, once I start, I just want to make sure everybody's good and everything. But, man, here's my thing. And like I said, everybody feel free to chime in whenever. Like I said, now I got to get started on a few things because I'm tired of people. Again, Wes, I told you specifically, like I said, on y'all show, on the Hood Geek show, on Turned Up Tuesdays, like I said, my New Year's resolution is holding people responsible for their actions, for the things that they do. That's my New Year's responsibility. I'm not letting people slide on shit. If you come at me some kind of way and I feel some type of way about it, I'm going to say something. I'm not, you know what I mean? And I'm holding people accountable for the things that they do. If you tell me you're going to do something, if something's supposed to happen and everything like that, and it doesn't, then that's on you, not me. But just a lot of situations have been going down lately for me that I'm trying to understand. It, on one hand, part of it is me. I feel that's me because, again, I'm not cutting people no slack. I'm not half-assing anymore. I'm not biting my tongue. I'm not sugarcoating shit. I never really did in the first place, but even more so now. You know, especially if it's all some shit like when I ain't even done nothing, when I'm minding my own business and some shit comes out of left field, you know what I mean? Or you just going along your day and somebody hits you or sidelines you with some shit and then you got to react to that and everything. So, but what I'm saying is it's just hard for me nowadays because, well, not hard for me, it's getting harder for other people because, again, I don't give a fuck. And the more the year's going on, I'm starting to realize the more and more that that's just where I'm at with things. And it's not necessarily a bad thing because, again, it's not like I'm lying. It's not like I'm hiding anything. It's not like I'm not telling people the type of person that I am. Number one, phones. Let's talk about the cell phone. The number one thing motherfuckers always got something to say to me about, you don't ever pick up your phone. You don't be around or whatever like that. Or you don't call me, you don't talk to me. Oh, yeah, you're going. Oh, wait. But it's going to echo if you're standing right here trying to talk. So if you're going to say something, it's better for me to just try to put it on speakerphone. Or you're going to have to mute it, one or the other. But, yeah, as I was saying. So it's like, what are you going to do, really? All right, what else? See, this motherfucker, I got to keep this out here. I just get so flustered sometimes that I lose track and I'm thinking about this. Yeah, flustered, nigga. It's the right word to use in this sense. But I try to be, again, being upfront and honest with people. I'm straightforward. I don't beat around the bush. So you know what you're getting into. You know what you're dealing with, especially when it comes to my phone. Like I said, I don't use my phone unless there's a use for me to use it. And let me explain a little bit. Because the one thing I get is that people go, you don't ever call me. I don't call people. I mean, I don't call people unless there's a reason to call you. There has to be a reason to call you, and a reason to call you is not... For me, at least, I was just calling to see how you were doing. That's not a reason. Because why is that not a reason for me? Because a lot of the people I deal with and I associate with are not dumbass motherfucking people. So I don't need to check in with people every day, in my opinion. But there are those people that live life by that term. Like, you never know what tomorrow may bring. You could die today and, you know, whatever. But really, how many people have those thoughts and they're, you're not. You won't die. You know what I mean? You're not going to die. The most, I watch shows. I watch A Thousand Ways to Die. You ever watch that show? There's a lot of dumb shit on that show. Stupid people die. Old people die. Stupid people die. Gang members, they're not stupid, but it's kind of a stupid lifestyle. Stupid gang members die. Smart gang members make it. You know, so, but again, it goes as far as the stupid people die. You know, people with diseases, you know, if you catch one of those, you die. But, I mean, the average person does not just die just on a whim. Crazy motherfuckers die from crazy bitches or crazy girlfriends or whatever. You know what I mean? You have to be dealing with a dumb motherfucker that's going to kill you or something like that, and you not know that person was going to kill you. I mean, I'm just talking about shit like this. So, on average, I do not live my life worrying that I may not talk to somebody tomorrow or the next day. So I go on. I mean, that's just me thinking. That's just my way of thinking. You know, I don't. So when people say things like, I haven't talked to you in a couple of days and everything like that, I'll be like, okay. That's just how I, you know. So what's up? You know what I mean? Okay, so what's up now? Like, it bothers me because, I mean, it happens many times in certain situations. And, again, it's not because I don't know how people are. It's because people don't know how I am. And then you get mad at me. And then what other thing I don't like is when you get mad over something that I can get just as mad at you about, but I'm not getting mad at you about it. Like, let me put it out there. Like, you get the call, you ever have anybody tell you, you know, you ain't called me in four or five days. What the fuck you been doing? Da-da-da. But coming at you with an attitude, like you ain't called me in 4 or 5 days. So how, but I, am I cussing you out? Am I, what the fuck you doing? Am I, we did it, are you, you know what I mean? Am I doing all this, that, or whatever? It's like, obviously, here's my bottom line. Whatever you was doing, work, hanging out with your peoples, fucking, you know what I mean? Whatever you was doing, it had kept you occupied enough where you couldn't hit me up. I'm not even saying that I'm the type of person where you're going to have to, what I'm saying, it goes back to my original statement, is that I don't hit people up unless there's a purpose. I don't even hit up the homies unless I'm trying to get them to go to the studio, party, smoke some weed, woof, or whatever. Besides that, it's like, what am I hitting y'all up for? And that's not even, it's just that there has to be a purpose for me to pick up my phone and dial a number. And given my fucking situation now, like I said, there's a lot less people I'm calling because, like I said, transportation, number one, I got the putt-putt now. That limits my transportation because I'm not taking the putt-putt on the damn freeway. So if I can't get to it on the street, I'm probably not going to get there. So that cuts out what? That cuts out Valencia, Magic Mountain Runs. That cuts out Palmdale. Can't go to the IE no more. You know what I mean? I can barely make it to fucking Long Beach. And, you know, but I can get to Long Beach, nigga. You go down, you know, bam, Imperial, Long Beach Boulevard. You downtown Long Beach. You know, I can stay on the streets and just cruise if I have to get down there. But this is just the situation I'm at. I'm at a fucking job. I got hired for the job a week ago and ain't even started work. What the fuck? Like, this is shit I'm dealing with. Every time, this is what, and I keep saying this all the time, but this is what people don't realize. For everything that goes on in my life, at least, is not everything. I can't be happy about everything at once. There's always something about it that's fucked up. You know what I mean? I've been amped up about this fucking job, like, ever since I've been trying to get it. I've been applying for the job. I applied for the job in mid-December. So when I first got in there, okay, I had to get past the interview, that whole process. Got past the interview. Now I got to get past the drug test. You know, that's the one thing that I'm worried about of anything else, you know, me and the drugs. You know, that's a bad thing. But like I said, the homies looked out for me. People who actually care looked out for me, got me through it. You know what I mean? I'm in there on some 007 shit trying to sneak in somebody else's piss in a condom under my balls and shit. But I got through it. You know what I mean? Passed the drug test. Bam. I'm thinking it's all smooth sailing now. Next thing they find, my ex-bitch who put me in jail saying I hit on her even though I didn't.
I didn't put that on the original application because they didn't file any charges on me for it because they let it go. You know, DA reject. They just dropped it. So I didn't think I had to apply that or put that on there. They found that shit, nigga. They must have thought I must have lied and da-da. So I got to go all the way down. Like I said, everything I'm going through to get this fucking job, and they just hired me. I just received my badge Monday. I'm supposed to get my uniform Wednesday so I can start work today on Friday. No uniforms for me. I guess they, you know, then I used to six, seven niggas walking up in there talking about, you know, they got these ill medium shirts and shit and 48 waist pants from these fat motherfuckers that be working there. They're talking about we got to wait for another order and shit or whatever and everything like that. So now, technically, I'm still waiting. I've been hired for a week and a half. So don't sit up here and tell me, you know what I mean, are you worried about, you know, it's, and another thing that I have my hardest time dealing with, and there's other people have dealing with me, and I understand this as well, is that I consider a lot of things trivial. You know what I mean? I consider things trivial. That's part of my problem. Maybe that's my issue. The shit that's important to other people, the shit that people go all hard for and that they do this and all that for and go and act all type of ways for, is shit I can give two shits about. It just doesn't affect me that way. Because I've always been that person, you know, that life moves on. You know, it's going to – I don't – and it just perplexes me. Again, don't get mad at me over something that I can get just as mad at you about over, but I'm not getting mad at you. What happened to do unto others? I say this – oh, sorry. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Does that not exist anymore? Is that – I mean, these are things that I was taught, that I was raised, that I thought, you know – that these are things that, you know, you're supposed to build upon, and, you know, these are basic ground morals that everybody should have or certain things. Basically, along the lines of mind your fucking business. I mean, it's... So, I mean, people can hear you even talk loud enough. I mean, it's okay. But I'm just simply saying is that I don't want to... Again, I don't get involved in trivial things, and I make people upset because, but I'm not trying to upset people. That's another thing as well. It's not my goal to piss people off or to get them or make them feel some type of way, this, that, or whatever. But it happens because again, they care about shit that I don't, and because I don't care about that, then I must not care about the person. I don't see it like that. I don't care about this shit you're talking about or whatever you're dealing with right here. But, I mean, am I wrong? How do you deal with certain situations? I mean, you hear where I'm talking, right? You hear where I'm trying to go with certain things. I mean, am I wrong in my line of thinking right now? Oh, wait, who's off now? Manny gonna hang up on me, motherfucker. See, all right, Manny's still cool though. I fuck with Manny. Well, see, I ain't even gonna ask the bad guy. Like, I mean, the bad guy just don't give a fuck.
Yeah, you know what it is. Fuck him.
Well. Let me hear some bad guy advice real quick, my nigga. Yeah. What's it like on your end of things? How do you handle certain situations?
I mean, it just depends on what it is, but you know me, I'm like a no cut nigga. I'm not gonna take too much or nothing. You know what I'm saying? I pretty much, you know, just basically, you know, go with the flow, but I can't let a motherfucker try to get over or nothing, you know what I'm saying? I just gotta...
And for me, it's like, depending on who you are, will determine how much of, you know, how much leeway I give you. And this is what I like to call leeway, or how much bullshit I'm gonna tolerate from you. Because... And again, I'm not saying this to talk down on people or to be mad, but it's just like, depending on who, because there's some people who I don't even entertain anything. You know, I dare you to even look at me wrong. You know what I mean? And I'm shutting that shit down. So you can't even talk to me about, you know what I mean? If you ain't talking about giving me something, doing this, that, or whatever, or something that's going to be of interest, don't even say two words to me. Especially if you're mad at me about something, because if I'm talking to you like that or if I feel that way about you, then I already don't give a fuck about you. So, I mean, just keep your comments to yourself. Now, if it is somebody that I have dealt with for a little while and everything like that, and we're at that point where you feel you can speak certain things to me or you feel some type of way about certain things and you want to say certain things to me, number one I always say is pick your battles. Pick your, you know, and that should be in any relationship, period, or just even how you do. You pick certain fights. I'm not talking about, but you pick what fights are worth going hard for. You know what I mean? You don't, there are certain things that's like you could just let that shit go off top without having to say anything. But I don't know. Like I said, again, as far as the phone thing goes, at first, because again, I don't, and I make people upset because they say shit like. Like if I know, like I said, I'm a good judge of character. I kind of know people and everything like that in a sense, or depending on what may, text messages may have happened, or what or where things are going, or conversations that way have been had. I may know why you're calling me, or what you're calling me on, or what type of mode you're in. If I feel that you're in that type of hostility mode or something like that, I'm not gonna pick up. I'm not doing it. I'm not picking up my phone. I'm not gonna feed into it, because again. Because then you get me riled up again. You won't like me when I'm angry. I'm doing this for everybody. It's not just for me. And then I don't like when people talk about, you know, I just want to talk. You know what I can't stand about conversations? And this is why I don't have conversations, or I try to have very little conversations with people and everything. Because people have different conceptions of what a conversation is. You know, when you... When most people start off sentences with like, yo, I got to tell you something, or yo, we need to talk, or I got something to tell you, or you know what I mean, or what was, or who, or you know what I mean, any certain sense like that, that's not a conversation in my opinion. It's a question, it's a Q&A. It's a Q&A, that's what it is. An investigation, an interrogation. Is it? You know what I mean? That's what I feel. And if I know I've been interrogated, I know what an interrogation is. I know. And then also, you have to realize your tone, how you coming at the question. And which is also why I don't like talking to people that are doing shit via text. I'm the biggest texter in the world. But at the same time, it's like. People who text, why people text more than talk is because really you can say whatever you want in a text. You know, it's harder to stand face-to-face with somebody and tell them exactly what you got to say to them off the top of your head, in the moment, da-da-da, whatever right there. But over the phone, it's just like y'all motherfuckers on Facebook, da-da, this, that, or whatever. You can text and say whatever you want to. Motherfuckers go, oh, you ever see some crazy-ass text? You ever get some crazy-ass text, Flo? Wes, y'all know you get some crazy-ass text. So I was like, what the fuck, are you serious? Is that how you feel? You know?
Yeah,
that's
crazy.
But they think it's a joke. You know what I mean? When I text people, I text exactly what I'm thinking because I don't want to have to say it to you. Because you know, if I say things, I can come off aggressive. You know, I can come off kind of, you know, about it. So I'm trying to text you so you can read it and maybe it'll sink in or whatever, without me having to come at you all kind of sideways and everything like that. You know, but when people text the crazy shit because they just can, I take everything for face value. If I text you something, it's as good as me saying it. But you know how people text you something and be like, man, well, I was just, you know, that was just texting. You know what I mean? I'm bringing up a little. Is that shit? It can't be that static. Was it just now or have I been static? Ah, fuck, that hurt. Ouch. That's not funny, me bumping into the wall, nigga. Bastard. Anyway, I'm going to go over here. But it's just frustrating because, again, you can't walk into certain situations and deal with certain people like that. You know, and I'm not the one to, again, if you know my top goal, is drama and stress-free. Drama and stress-free. That's all I'm trying to do. And I would do whatever I got to do in order to maintain that. And again, on the other side of things, like I said, I don't mind people being mad at me. I don't mind people being upset with me. I don't care if people like me or if they don't. Like I said, I'm past the point where everybody has to like me, or when I wanted everybody to like me. Not everybody's gonna fucking like me. You know, you can't make everybody happy. And it's not like I'm trying to take away from people's happiness at the same time. That's another thing that pisses me off about things. People call always coming to me like I'm trying to, like I done did something to them, or I done came at them. I don't do nothing to nobody. I don't do shit to people. I don't. I don't go after nobody's money. I don't go after nobody's family. You know what I mean? I don't do none of that shit. And I've been in situations where people have threatened both for me. You know, I don't do shit. No, I don't. I don't even do that anymore. And if it was your bitch, he lied to me and didn't tell me. You know what I mean? I'm done. Nah, I don't fuck niggas' bitches either. I'm just truly saying. Because I know the karma. Like I said, I'm trying to walk the right path. Like, I know what karma is. I done been that nigga, like I said, when I was really out there with it like that or whatever. Yeah, I was fucking anything that moved, that bitch gave me a chance. But, you know, I asked the bitch how old she is. At. I got one that you got a crazy. That's one of my friends. You got a crazy ex dude. Did, I asked that off top. Bitch, because I don't want, because I know, because it ain't worth it. It ain't worth dealing with you to have some psycho-ass nigga who crazy about your ass running around. It's not worth all that. I was saying that the other day. Quit giving a fuck about pussy like that, man. There's more of it. So, but it, that's what I'm saying, though. I don't do that. Now, anymore, I don't. And again, if I fuck your bitch and she lied to me or y'all was also kind of, whatever the story she told me led me to believe that there was nobody that she was involved with on a serious matter. So that ain't my fault. That ain't my problem. You deal with that bitch. Now that I know she done lied, now I know it's a whole other story. So, now my cigarette real quick. Hold on. Oh, shout out, light, nigga. I'm over here talking, trying to run a radio show. Nigga, fuck you. Nigga. But, as I said, it's a lot of things. Like I said, I don't do certain things again. Back to my other statement I was saying. Do all to others as you would have them do all to you. I don't care what we got going on. I don't care where we're at in life or whatever and everything like that or how long we dealt with each other. If I don't fuck with your money, don't fuck with my money. You know what I mean? I don't go through your phone, question you, don't do it to me. You know, it's simple. And that's where the frustration comes. I make it as simple as possible. I break everything down as simple as it can be. And then you get to a kind of, then I get to the point where it's like, you know what? I done went through all this. I done text you. I done talk. I done voice my opinion about this shit. I'm trying not to get mad or upset. And then you still going or you're reiterating what you already said. Like we didn't just go. You know what I mean? Then I get to that point. When I'm done, then it's like I'm going to say one or two things. I already know how all my conversations go. It's either, okay, you're right. I'm done. You're right. Now, it could be as condescending as possible, whatever, but we just had this whole conversation or we're trying to go through all this or whatever, but that's what you wanted to hear, right? I could have saved time. If I would have said you're right off top, you know, I could have saved myself 20, 30 hours, 2 hours. You know what I mean? Depending on how long I just let somebody talk on my ear off or whatever on some shit or go back and forth or whatever. The last 2 hours we've been sitting here back and forth texting or everything like that. If I would have said you were right from jump, you know, then it would have been okay. But I would have been a liar. And I said it's a new year. You know what I mean? I'm at least going to voice my opinion. But after I voice my opinion, and then I get to the point where it's like, okay, either you're right, and then I'll just shut up. And then even with that, did you ever tell a girl she's right, and then she get mad at you telling her she's right? Like, no, I am lying. But this is what you want to hear. So then, but that's how I feel though. It's like after all this, we had a conversation. Okay, nobody's mad. I'm frustrated. Whatever it is, it's obviously not going anywhere. It's okay right now. So, or we can. You don't win either way. Okay, you're right.
Well, you know, you just said that to shut me up.
Okay, so, but that's what you want to hear. Or it's like, okay, we're just going to have to agree to disagree. But then she feel like she didn't win. You know, like, because I'll go there too. Okay, you have your opinion. I have mine. It's done still. Like, you're not changing my viewpoint. I'm not changing yours. We can still move the fuck on. And that's not enough. Like, what the? I don't understand. It doesn't make sense to me. I can't make it make sense to me. And can't nobody else make it make sense to me? Like I said, phone conversations. I was going to talk about, like, this nigga right here. Look at that right now. This nigga fresh with it. He would sit up on the phone 2 hours or whatever, as long as he got his, you know, phone charged and everything, just talking to whoever about, and y'all don't even be talking. It's you going about your day, and she's just on the phone with you as if she's sitting right next to you, but she's not. So she just hears everything going on, but she's not there. Why? Nah, but what? You on the phone with her. It's even dumber for her, yes, because, bitch, what kind of life do you not have? You know what I mean? Where you got to just sit and just listen to a nigga, whatever's going on in his background. Like, what the fuck? No, that's not close. That's not close. Nah, that's not close. A fucking phone is not close. That don't count. I get tired of that shit, too. That's but no. Stop. 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 What? Don't feel that way. Oh, I can. Okay, well, if that's how you feel that way, then know how I feel. Then again, then. But how a nigga feels don't matter. You know what I mean? Because, but it just don't do it. You know, but I don't understand. Like I said, I don't understand that because my nigga Fresh will come on, they'll have the phone in his ear and everything like that, and I start talking to him, just holding a conversation, and he'll just say something. And I'm like, nigga, you on the phone? Like, yeah. I'm like, what the fuck? But on the other side of it, it's like, obviously whoever's on the phone don't really matter because we can speak obviously freely in front of whoever this is. So it don't matter who it is. But so again, it goes back to, bitch, who is you and what kind of life do you not have where you got to just sit on the side, you know, just sit on the phone. I didn't yell at the girl she was talking to, like, bitch, what is wrong with you? It was still sit there, like, did you shut up? Like, what the fuck? Dumb. It's stupid. I mean, do something. Am I wrong for wanting people to do something? Wes, am I wrong for wanting people to do something?
No.
Okay. I'm just making sure. And you all Fresh, you good?
Oh yeah, for sure. Can you hear me?
Yeah. I'm like, man, that shit just bothers me, man. I don't know what to.
You a dumbass nigga, man.
I'm not though.
Stupid.
I'm not. And like
stupid.
I said,
I forgot what I was going to say. Somebody was texting me.
I don't respond. This is what I'm not doing. I don't respond to threats. You know how many times I get threatened? Like, you know what I mean? I'm like the fucking president, bitch. The president does not respond to terrorist threats. It's not gonna work. But it's like, why? Like, ultimatums and things like that. Well, if you don't do this, I'm gonna do it. Don't let nothing stop you. Not even me. Again, I operate on free will. Everybody does what they want to do, and you just got to hope that that involves you in some shape, way, or form, and hopefully in a positive way. If not, then fuck that. It'll like I said, man, I'm just so, because who, and if, again, I'm not trying to be a negative person. I'm not a negative person.
You are.
I'm not.
You are.
I'm not.
You're pretty negative.
I'm negative because, I'm not a negative person. Again, me personally, I am not negative. I have to be a negative person because there's so much negativity that comes around me. So, you know, it's too negative. If you know math, nigga, two negatives make a positive. You know what I mean? Like, and I'm trying to. Because if I already see the world in a fucked up situation, the world is fucked up, dude, but again, we'll just put it on me because I know there are those people out there that think everything's all good, that, you know, everything's all straight or whatever, or maybe it is for you. Maybe you're falling out of control, this, that, or whatever. You just ain't got no worries. You ain't got no worries. You know, whatever. But for those of us that do, or shit that, you know, people have enough shit to deal with than having to deal with unnecessary shit or other people's shit. Like I said, I can shit in my own toilet. Just keep it real simple. Like, when you shitting in your own house, can't nobody say nothing about you in your house because it's your shit. They can shit in your house all you want to. But how many times motherfuckers get mad at the next motherfucker coming over to your house and taking a shit? Like, nigga, did you just really just shit in my house and blow it up like that? Like, really? You know what I'm saying? Go say something.
I had to take a shit, though, so, I mean, I'm saying.
But again,
when we was at your house and I had to take a shit, you would be mad because I blew it up. Like,
it's more so the fact, like I said, certain people, you got to know your guidelines. Like, fuck, I don't want him shitting in my house, but if he had to shit in my house, I would hope he wouldn't blow it up. But, I mean, if he did, it just had to happen that way. Some random nigga, like, say, folk bought some nigga I don't know to my house, and that nigga blew up my house or whatever, nah, nigga, he don't, you know what I mean? It's like, you can't. it's a different situation. So. I'm trying to be a positive person as much as possible. And then again, the thing that pisses me off the most is I have my moments or I have my days where I'm on a whole positive, where I'm all positive. Like I said, you ever be in one of them days you having a good day and something out of nowhere, boom, just knocks you all out your shit?
Come hit the weed, nigga. All right, well, mute your phone so it doesn't echo. But when you fuck it, like I said, and I'm real easy, like I said, I'm real. I try to be a positive person, but
that's what that shit do.
Shit, man, I'm about to get to the weed spot.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I just had to say what's up to you, you know, while I pass him the money. You know,
nah, man.
Well, Wes, if you ever, like I said, we back here, man. Like I said, if you get over here too before the time's up, nigga, you know where we at.
Shit, man, I'm trying to do three different things at one time. I ain't been one.
Wes rolling with it, as always, man. With bubble in emotion. For sure.
Yeah, and we still on, though.
Yeah, we still on. Just check. But, I'm gonna stop. I got damn. It's only been 30 minutes. I'm talking for 30 minutes. Really?
Yeah.
Fuck.
Thought it was longer, didn't you?
I really did think it was longer. I think I've been running my mouth for a little while. I thought it would have been longer, but my bad. But shit, hold on. Let me see. Anybody else calling in? Hold on. No. What a. Here we go. Quaid, how you doing?
I'm all right. How about you, man?
I've been better, but it is what it is. No complaints. I don't think she heard you.
Queen, what that shit do?
That's fresh.
So what is fuck that nigga, Queen? That's all I'm saying. You know what I'm saying?
You
fuck
said what?
Nigga. Fuck that nigga, Queen. Be like that.
Oh, okay.
Shit.
We're out of here.
What you up to this evening? The fuck you just want to get out the gate on top?
We got a couple. I do got a couple. But, yeah. I'm used to these niggas out here who ain't and with a girl and think it's okay to mark them up and shit. I've seen some shit like that earlier today. Fuck y'all niggas.
What? I didn't hear either. I missed it.
Wait. What you say, Queen? Say it again.
I said fuck you to these niggas out here doing the most with these bitches that ain't serious. Trying to mark them up and shit.
Oh, haters, they be hating.
You and hater marks. I've been seeing that.
That's
shit.
What I'm saying. They called hater marks. I just had this conversation with somebody too. Like they called hater marks. And they shook their head like no. Like why would you do that? Like why would I do that? It's a hater mark. Like why would you do that? Like why would I do that? Because like I would be considered a hater then, right? Like I'm not a hater.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yep, like, for real.
Like, something.
Let's see, who else I want to say thank you to? Show
you
to my job. Stay on that shit again.
Welcome.
Anybody else? But I'm having a great day. I'm in here cooking up some fish and shit right now.
Oh, I wish I was invited, but I will die eating fish. I am not fucking with you. Allergic.
That's my brother, too.
I think this nigga fresh with a fillet of fish.
That nigga is cold as fuck. I just told this nigga I will die if I eat fish. He just I'm going to sneak this nigga a fillet of fish.
I'll get you to the hospital afterwards, nigga, before
that
you throw
nigga,
swole
man.
Up.
That nigga is cold-blooded.
You'll be all right.
This nigga is Rick James cold-blooded.
Really, I'm not. I wish I was, man. I'm trying to be more like Westwood, man. I'm trying to be the bad guy, man.
You
don't want
to be
like
that.
But I'm trying to be like that. I'm trying to
be like
that. Man. Like, damn.
You don't want to be like me.
He is not a role model.
He's
not
going
to
be like he's my role model right now, man. I'm trying to be like Westwood, man. Like,
you know what I'm saying?
I mean, even y'all niggas got to be saying the same shit to me, man. There's a lot of shit that I deal with that y'all wouldn't even tolerate. Right?
Yeah, I don't be doing that shit.
All right.
Yeah.
And so it's like, so I shouldn't be tolerating this shit either. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
fuck it. Fuck it, man. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you just got to put your foot down and be like, fuck it. You know what I'm saying? And then whatever happens, just happens. Well,
that's where I'm at with it. Like, man, like, you know, whatever happens. And it's cold because, again, I'm just, it'd be on that, like, and I say it all the time, like, either fuck with it, there's a bottom line across the board on anything. It's like, either fuck with it or you're not. This is basically, like, no matter what goes on, no matter what you say, no matter how things transpire, like, okay, so after all that, like, fuck with it, you know, it is a simple yes or no. You just make a choice.
Like,
there you move the fuck on.
A pimp decision.
Again, I try, as difficult as life is, I realize how difficult life can be sometimes and everything, which is exactly why I do my best to make things as simple as possible. But, like I said, it's hard to make things simple just by yourself. Everybody else want to make things hard. Or what's simple, well, that's another thing, too. It's just like, again, you got to know who you're dealing with. Because what's simple for some people is not simple for other people. It's like the hardest thing in the world. Like, it's hard for me to pick up a phone.
Well, then you got to define what simple is. You got to define what simple is to compare people, you know? Because everybody doesn't have the same definition of everything.
Well, yeah, I just said that. Like I said, simpleness is different to different people. But, again, as far as I go, I mean, I don't know. I think I make things as simple as possible. Maybe I don't. Maybe it's like I said, it's really hard for people. It's like, I'm like, simple thing. You want to see me? You want to hang out? Hit me up. You know what I mean? I don't. And then the reason I don't do that for other people is because, again, I'm assuming you out there, if you're not hitting me up, you working, you got a job, you doing. I don't like, I grew up in the age of, you know, before Beyonce was off, you know, the bugaboo stage and everything like that. Everybody just be all like, nigga, why you on my head? This is it, everything like that. Because I can be on your head. I can easily.
I don't know. I feel like you got to find
balance. I call you every hour, bitch, what you doing? Where you at? Who you with? If I call you, you don't call me back. And then when you do call me, why you ain't call me? You know, it's real easy to do that. I see people do it all the fucking time.
And the cool thing is, like, I do it, but I don't do it to, like my messages. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I only do that to, like, bitches I fuck with, but not really. So if I don't know too much, like, bitch, what the fuck you doing? Like, just because I'm having fun. You know, it's not supposed to be like that. Like, you know what I'm saying? Just to see what the reaction is going to be.
I mean, I'm used to being in relationships where, like, we would talk, like, we wouldn't talk every day, but, I mean, we could talk every other day. What's poppin'? How you doing? Okay, you good? All right, just check in. Deuces. Like, you feel me? We want to hang out? Let's go hang out. Let's do something.
It'd never be like that. It'll be like that
for a while. Maybe 2 to 3 weeks. But after you dick her down like 2 or 3 times, it ain't going to be no more just because, you know, every other day she's going to be on your head like, nigga, where you at? Like, why you not over here? like that's how it be. And then I'm that nigga won't answer my phone for like 2 or 3 days and then just be like, what's up? Like, I've been calling you for 2 or 3 days. Like, man, well, you know, it be like that sometimes. T-Mac, nigga. Oh,
but which is exactly why. That's what I'm saying. But you know how you get down. You know what you do. Now, see, I don't do that. You know, I don't. No offense, but I can say that away. I don't play because even when you do shit like that, you know I fuck with you. Like, nigga, don't like how you co-sign with bitches sometimes. Nigga, stop co-signing on shit. Nigga, don't. No, it's not fun. Don't. No, but you should. You know,
it's
always to have fun.
It's
nigga,
fun.
No,
fun for me though.
No.
Like,
you co-sign because you're so perpetuating stupidity. No,
that's what's happening. And then I'll be like, yeah, for sure. Or I give it a thumbs up. Or like, yeah, for sure. That's what's up. Like, nigga, I'll be getting high. Like, hey, what the fuck are you doing?
And honestly, what really upsets me about it is because, man, because if you see it irritate me.
That's not fun. You look at me and you be like, hilarious. I'm saying. So then you know what I'm saying? I still do whatever. You know what I'm saying? Like, ha ha ha. Funny, huh? Ha ha. They all get super hot.
It's fucking funny, man. Because it's one of those situations like. Like, my nigga, you pissing me off. And just because you my nigga, then, okay, you know, we gonna live. But then you just keep going. Like, and then you're, like I said, you're perpetuating something. It's like, Like I said, this shit I wouldn't do. If I saw my nigga get hot about something, like really mad or some shit about some shit or whatever, like I said, I wouldn't perpetuate the situation. But again, it's fresh with it. So I mean, I know what he's doing. So it's like you gotta fucking.
I
want to
see what this old
nigga
is gonna
do. Nah, one of these days you'll catch me on the wrong day, nigga. You gonna have to go down one day.
It's
gonna
get to a point where I'm gonna win a real
card. Okay,
it's funny, man.
But this is another thing that other people don't realize. It's like, look at the people that I deal with. Like, don't get it twisted. I love my niggas, no homo and shit, but I gotta deal with this shit. So you think that, but these niggas is in a position where they can do shit like that. Like I said, we done been through a lot. We done done when I needed something or, you know, niggas was out of place or whatever, you know, my niggas was there. So, and these some real ass niggas that I deal with. It's not no fake ass shit. It's not no bullshit. It's not nothing that's just gonna be a flyby. I've been in those relationships. So I've dealt with those type of niggas before. I know what a flyby nigga looks like now. You know, you gotta go through a couple of them to know what, you know, the characteristics are and shit and everything like that. So I understand these things. But at the same time, it's like, but again, dealing with this, and if I trust these dudes and everything like that, it's like, you think your bullshit out there in the streets is gonna fly in any shape, way, or form?
Yeah.
I already got enough shit to deal with. Like, it's... So, and that's the part that people don't get twisted. They and I tell people all the time, don't... Well, let me put it back up. I tell people all the time, when I'm dealing with you and I'm associated with you or whatever, I'm dealing with you. You know, I don't care what your family think. I don't care what your friends think. I'm dealing with you. It's about what you and me got going on, what you think about this, that, or whatever, and everything. And I hope that... as far as we go, everything can be kept as cool as possible. Like I said, I don't care what your friends say, fuck your friends. I don't care about your friends unless we fucking one of your friends and you bringing it to us, or your friends want to chill with the homies. That's the only time I really care about your friends. Because I'm not dealing with them. No shot at them, no bringing it, but I'm not fucking with them. I mean, it's your friends. It's like, if you got a problem with the Witty Gang and don't want to fuck with me because of my friends, that's your problem. Like, it's what it is.
But we banging regardless.
Like, so, and again, all these people are like, but again, as important as family is to me, and it is because my family is important to me, which is why I don't just bring anybody around my fucking family. Because my family is important to me. Which is why
I don't bring bitches around my family anyway, because it's not happening. Well, sometimes somebody see how the Monty cool.
But see, for your situation is kind of different, man. You know, you already got a few things going on. See, me, no kids, no this, that, whatever. When I actually do try to, like, settle down, get married, did and everything like that, I can't just bring just anything home. You know what I mean? Like, I can't. My family is like that. You know, my family, everybody in my family is a family. You know what I mean? There's no real broken homes in my fucking family. You know, none that I can even think of off the top of my head. The motherfuckers that don't got no girl don't got no kids. You know, we don't have random kids. You know? The people that do have kids are either living with they do, or they're married, this, that, or whatever. You know what I mean? They have a family. Now, even my sister, who's the closest thing to something broken, but she's even not anyway, because she stayed with my oldest niece and nephew's father throughout the whole time that they could barely walk and talk and everything. So he was there the whole time, and he's just still there now, even if they broke up. And she's living with her new, with my baby niece's father now. So, I mean, there's no broken homes. The only one that's really broken right now is my oldest niece and her kid and everything like that. She's still by herself, but she doesn't want to live with anybody. She embraces the single parent life and everything like that. But she only got one kid. So technically, she can do that. You know? So, but it's not like she doesn't know who her baby father is. My nephew still chills with his baby father's family and everything like that. So, I mean, it's not like people don't know who he is. It's still tight, but not like that. It's not like all this other shit going on and everything like that. So, you think I'm going to be having the family that I got, you think I'm going to be the one talking about, oh, I got some random side bitch or whoever pregnant over here talking about, and she's keeping it and baby mama. You think I'm bringing that to this? No. I'm not. I'm already looked up as the black sheep kind of in a sense anyway, because I've been out of work all this time. I'm 31. You know, they already look at me a certain type of way. Because, again, even I know myself, I'm not where I should be at this point in life. And especially my parents know why, because they know the bullshit I was going through and dealing with
and the situations I put myself in behind other people. Why do they know that? Because they were one of the main people that get me out of certain situations. So, and like I said, people don't think about that either. Like I said, they don't know what it's like to really have to deal with shit on a daily basis. In my own, this is just my own world.
Okay.
So you think I'm going to let anything outside of that affect what's going on? Like I said, I got enough shit to deal with on my own. I got enough fights that I have to go through. I got enough shit that I have to deal with where if I feel I'm going to have to fight outside of this, then I'm not going to. Because if I'm going somewhere else or if I'm dealing with certain people and everything, then I'm dealing with you because I'm trying not to have to deal with bullshit. You know, I'm trying to come chill with you, smoke some weed with you, so I got to listen to Faux Ass every day.
It's cool. Niggas love to listen to me every day. Shit.
But at the same time, if you on that bullshit and everything, and all you got to offer is your pussy and everything like that, and that's all you're trying to throw at it, nigga, like, fuck that. You know what I mean? I'll smoke with the homies and deal with that. Go take my ass to sleep. It's not worth it to me.
Not no more.
It never really will. Like I said before, but when I was a fat kid, nigga, they wasn't giving it to me. When I was a fat kid, they wasn't giving it to me, so I wasn't thinking about it. You know what I mean? I was thinking about it, but I was getting some pee-pee pussy every now and then or whatever. So, you know what I mean? It was just enough to hold me over, you know, and everything. But then, like I said, then when I lost the weight, you know, then I was thinking about pussy because, I mean, I was young, but it was being thrown at me now. So I was taking it down. If you throw it at you coming from bitches that don't want to fuck you or just fucking you just because, bitches that bitch, I want to fuck you just because, I just want to fuck you. That's it. And I don't got no reason. Like, it was kind of different for me, you know? And then you go into college with that mentality and everything like that. Like I said, I was this close from being a porn star. Like I swear to God, I was this close.
What was your name? What was your porn name?
I had a good one too. I think it was something Longstroke. Probably like Johnny Longstroke or something.
Wow.
At first, I was selling my own videos. You know, when I was in college, I was out there. And then again, and it's just crazy because I wish I knew. You know, then when I would go back in time and tell my college self, like there was this, because there's this porn sites now, like college dorm shit or whatever and everything like that, with the shit that I was doing and selling for like low shit back then or whatever. I kind of would have just started up a whole revolution. You know what I mean? I like missed the boat. I wish I could go back and tell him. But no, nah, I think it was Johnny Longstroke, something like that. It was something cheesy because I didn't know my brain was together. But like I said, I went through that, and then, but they were just throwing it to you. So what I think I have done, like I said, I wasn't always thinking about it because now they were giving it to me so much where I got bored with it. So not that I was thinking about it, it was just giving it to me. So then it's like, oh, you want to fuck? Okay, bam, let's get it in. It wasn't nothing to think about. So what am I thinking about? And I was at the point where it's like, really, like you think, like, oh, what was that? Whatever that movie was, like every day. Like, nigga, that's what I was, nigga, young, nigga, like, nigga, 2-3 a day type shit, nigga, like, nigga, I was running through them, like, nigga, it was nothing. So I didn't have to think about pussy. Before, I wasn't getting it, so I wasn't thinking about it, because I was like, okay, if I'm not getting it, then nobody's going to give it to me, but I was like, whatever, so I'm not thinking about it. Then when it was throwing it to me, I'm still not thinking about it because it's coming at me left and right. Like I said, what technically happened to me is I got bored with it. Technically, my very first real relationship that lasted 5-6 years is because I got tired of all the bullshit. Like, damn. Because then, like I said, well, when you start dicking them down 2-3 times, shit, or whatever, and everything like that, and then, like I said, I'm on college campus, nigga. So, you know, there's 12 buildings. I'm fucking maybe a bitch or 2 bitches in each building on top of the bitches that don't even live on campus. You know what I mean? It's like, you know, and then when you in the dorm, that's when bitches will pop up, like, at your door type shit. Like, oh, I know where you at. Like, hold on. You know what I mean? But also, another good thing about college, though, we gotta go to college, gotta at least experience, man. I have my wall of bitches. Nigga, like,
the wall of bitches, nigga. swallow, bitch.
this is a dark time in my life. I mean, it was fun, but it was a dark time in my life. Now that I look back at it, but it was dark, but it was fun. But nigga, wallow, bitch, nigga, I would make a bitch give me a picture, nigga. It was and not nothing nasty or anything like that, or whatever. But a bitch, I need a picture. You know, I would tell her, but at the time, I would kind of be like, you know, it's just. And it's hard, you know, you always have to explain the wall of bitches to either the new bitch that sees it or, you know, or something like that or whatever, because the wall of bitches was above my bed in the room. Like, it was right there. It was right. Actually, what it was, let me explain a little bit more. Like, let me backtrack just so y'all can see where my head was at the time. But, again, I had a vicious, I love Janet Jackson. I had a vicious Janet Jackson poster. It was my favorite Janet Jackson poster. I got it at one of her concerts I went to. She was in some little thong. She had her titties out, the nipple ring showing, and everything. You know, she got a tattoo right by her pussy of Minnie Mouse giving Mickey Mouse head. It was my favorite fucking tattoo I've ever seen. If you don't know about it, you know now. And it was my poster. I had it on my wall above my bed. Now, when I started the wall of bitches, it started with Janet. Because, you know, but since I can't have Janet, and it was framed, the poster was framed, I would start around the edges. You know, I would start, you know, bitch, I need a picture, like, bam, she give me a picture. I slide it in the frame, like, bam, slide it in the corner, like, bam. And then the other bitch come, like, okay, like, yeah, hey, I need a picture. Like, I told bitches all the time I need a picture. And these are the times, you know, how young bitches, this is when motherfuckers would go to the mall, like, let's go take pictures. And people would take pictures just because, let's go take pictures. Remember that time? I don't know if people still take pictures nowadays, but it used to be hot. You know, motherfuckers gonna take pictures on the weekend and come to school and talk about looking at our pictures that we just took this weekend because we just had, and bitches will wear matching outfits and shit, be whole crews going there, you know, maybe, like I said, I guess I'm old, but there's a lot of pictures floating around, so, again, but I would tell a bitch, I need some pictures, I need a picture, so I need a picture, so every time a bitch give me a picture, add it to the wall, like, bow. And then slowly throughout, you know, college, you know, build up the bottom of the frame towards the left and everything. And then I had to get to the point where I had to start putting tape to the back of the pictures and taping them in the middle. You know, like, bam, and fill them up. And I'm just, I mean, that's just where I was at. But it's just funny, like I said, I'm not trying to brag or anything, but eventually, by the time I got to my first girl in college, like I said, the one I stayed with, my first ex and everything for like 5-6 years, the poster was damn near halfway, you know, filled up. And I'm not talking about the little posters. We're talking about, like, the posters that bitches be having on their walls on Genuine and shit like that. It's a good-sized poster. That shit was like halfway filled up. And not two pictures of the same bitch. Like, let's not get shit twisted.
It was all the same bitch with different poses.
Yeah, you can be a hater, nigga. It's okay. I know what was up, nigga. So, like I said, that's how I got the rep that I had that I just can't dodge now, nigga. That's why y'all dug me, no BD, nigga. This is where the training all started, nigga. Where it came from,
hey, man.
Like,
hey, man, hey, I gave you that name, fucker.
But it was like, again, back to the pussy. I never had to worry about pussy. It was just always there. And then I burnt myself out. Like I said, when you can fuck 4 or 5 bitches at once when you just want to, then, like I said, when you done set your bar already and then surpass certain bars, then there's nothing left to really worry about or think about, which is what also at the same time, which is why a lot of shit doesn't work out for me, too, because a lot of people feel I'm bored with a lot of situations. And it's not that I'm bored. It's just that, like, it takes a lot to excite me. There's a difference. I don't know. But that's my fault. Like I said, I burn my – like I said, you name it. As a black man in Los Angeles, like – that has been able to maintain at least a steady job with a, you know, middle class and everything or whatever. I'm going to call myself middle class, maybe a little upper. This is wherever you're going to place me. I done everything possible. You know, the only thing left is to give me some money so what? I can go skydiving or some shit, or you know what I mean? Or, you know, the only thing left is some extracurricular shit, which is what I call extracurricular, taking vacations to Hawaii and shit or whatever. That's the only shit I got left to do. And I'm only 30. You know how much life I got left? I'm 31. I got money, you know how much more life I got left to live. So I was like, but I'm already bored. Like I said, I've done that. Yeah, I've done that.
Well, give me some bitches then.
It's not just about the bitches. I'm just talking about overall. And this is just why, it's just that people don't realize certain things about me. It's not that I'm trying to be mad or I'm trying to be upset about it. Like I said, I'm just, And it's like you have to, after seated as this may sound or whatever, you have to get my attention. That's what it boils down to. If you're not trying to get my attention, that's why not many people are. But I'm not. I'll chase people.
Well, I gotta change it.
You know what I mean? I don't chase anybody. I'm not a chaser. You know, I be on that, like I said, hey, what's up? Holla at me, talk, know something, find out about each other or whatever. Then it goes back to, is you fucking with me or is you not? That's what it is. I don't know what else it boils down to. So, old thing, like I said, it makes me feel so old when I pull out these sayings on my ass. But I mean, you catch more bees with what? With honey than you do vinegar? The very simplest shit is like the stuff that people don't realize. So it's like, you'd be surprised how often I get cussed out, and then people want to be saying things like, you know, I still want to see you, still want to chill with you and everything. Like, after you just cuss me out, like, I'm supposed to be cool with that.
Yeah, I get cussed out all the time and shit. You should always want to cuss a nigga out.
But then
want to give you the pussy and shit.
And then I'm supposed to be happy that you're throwing it at me, right? Like, after all this, I don't get. That's another thing that bothers me about the pussy. This is another thing that bothers me about the pussy. Well, the pussy's a good thing. The pussy itself is a good thing. It's the shit that it be attached to sometimes. This is the shit that bothers me because again, they think with the power of the pussy and everything like that they can act whatever they want, whatever they way. They want to say whatever they want to, and as long as they give you this, then everything is going to be okay, and you should be okay, and you should be thankful for this. And then, no, stop. And then have the audacity. You ever have a girl get on you, and then you're like, okay, I'm not worried about that, whatever, fuck it or whatever. And then she, like you said, try to throw the pussy at you, and then you don't fuck her. You actually stand your ground and don't fuck her. Then she gets even more pissed off, like you did something. Like, if you would have came, I don't know, no female, if you don't come at a nigga straight up, like, yo, I'm trying to fuck. Let that be the first thing you say. Let that be the first thing you say.
Where's she at? I want to meet her.
Thank you. Real easy. How simple? Simple. This is what I mean. We're back to, this is my word of the year. Simple.
Simplistic.
You know what I mean? Or any variation of that. It don't get no simpler than that. I don't say those type of things to people because I don't got it like that. I'm gonna be honest.
I'll be saying that shit.
No,
okay.
If there were people or girls that I could call up straight up, like, yo, dial them up, like, this is what I mean. A purpose for me making a phone call. These are purposes for me making a phone call. If I know that I can call up and be like, yo, I want you to come over right now. I'm trying to fuck, get it in, or I'm trying to come where you at, whoop, or whatever. Right now. I don't got it like that. Because everybody available for me when I want them. I know that already. Like I said, Dagger's 24 hours, majority of the time. I may pass out every now and then, but majority of the time I'm up. So, and then, like I said, I can't hit people up just also, yo, what's up, I'm trying to see you, whatever. Because like I said, people be doing shit. And then again, I don't like rejection. I don't deal with rejection and everything like that because, again, I just don't like being rejected. So why am I gonna try to see what's up when I know what may possibly happen, which is why I always say, when you ain't doing shit and you want to see me, hit me up. 9 times out of 10, I'm not doing shit. If I ain't at work, then it ain't nothing that serious. If I ain't at work, if I don't got a show, or, you know, if I ain't in the studio, I ain't doing shit. That's...
Oh, no.
So hit me up and see what's up. Like I said, back on the bugaboo shit, girls be always doing shit or whatever, right? Girls consider, you know, hanging with their friends. Like I said, you may be doing something or whatever. So fine, do that. And then I don't know that many girls, like I said, where you'll stop what you're doing for me. I don't got it like that. Wish I did, but I don't. So I'm not even going to entertain the situation to get myself upset. Because I've been in situations where I thought I had it like that, and it's not like that. So, again, free will. This is what I'm saying. Simplicity and free will. That's what I'm dealing with this year. So, again, and then again, back to what I said earlier, not to be chauvinistic, but it's how I feel. You got to get my attention. It's very easy to get my attention. Especially
big
if you had it already or something like that. You know, it's not rocket science. It's funny because the newest people gotta try to harden. Oh my god, it'd be so funny because bitches be trying to holler at me and shit or whatever, but it's like, and I don't know nothing about you, but they just think they be all bomb and miss that or whatever, and they don't realize I'm not the nigga that you probably used to dealing with. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not the one who's gonna be all up on you like that, on your bumper, this, that, or whatever. It's just not me. Nigga, the clinger got the point.
Ha ha, you a cold nigga.
It's not because I wasn't hitting the rug.
Yeah.
Nigga, I sent her a text about the radio show to the other phone. And then again, I can't fuck with you if you don't got simple shit. You don't even got your own phone. Something's wrong. You working two jobs, but you ain't got no phone. Your own phone. There's something wrong with that.
It is.
And then want to get mad at me, this and that. And then you want to get mad at me because I don't call you and everything like that. Or I never used to call you. You ain't even got a fucking phone.
I was going to say, how you was going to call her? Like,
and I don't call to other people's phones looking for other people.
Yeah, that's the bullshit.
I can't stand when people do that shit to me. So I'm not going to do that. Do on to others as you have them do on to you. Don't fucking call my phone looking for somebody else, and I'm not going to call nobody's phone looking for you. Get a fucking phone. The same bitch I was sitting up there talking about, you're like, yeah, I'm about my money, I get this, I get that, whoop, and everything like that. You know, I'm trying to take, you know, have your back, and then all of us. Bitch, you can't even get a phone. Like,
bitch.
You can go to the mall and get one of those for $50. It may be some throwaway, whatever type of shit, but you can have a fucking phone. But again, but I'm wrong. And then I sent a text, and then she texted me back talking about, well, yeah, I got a text about something, but it was, I couldn't read it on the phone. Okay, so that means, like, the same text I send out for these shows, so, like, anybody out there that receives these texts, it's a simple text message and the website, it's a little link. So, I mean, for anybody technically with a smartphone, tune in, all you got to do is either call the number or click on the link. Either way, it'll get you here fucking with us and everything like that. But, again, I guess if you don't have a smartphone, then you can't even see. You can't hit the link, but you can still see the number. But again, Mitch, don't call me talking about, you saw what it was about, but then want to sit up here and talk about, again, she gets into things about herself, like, yeah, I'm working these two jobs now, and da-da-da, just that, and I just wanted to make sure, and, you know, try to fish for information, like I'm supposed to be like, oh, you know what, I missed you, and, you know, where you been, and everything. Bitch, I don't care. I don't, you know, it's just, and you're still just talking off into space. You know, that's another thing I don't like either. You know, when I do have these moments where I deal with people or whatever, and then there's whatever so-called break, or, you know, you don't talk to somebody for a while and everything like that, and blase, this, that, or whatever, no matter how long it is, it could be a couple of days, it could be, you know, years. But when you do get back around that person or y'all do start talking, they on the same shit. You know what I mean? There's still nothing new. And I could say those things, too, because, again, I don't do that much. That's why I'm not a good conversation person. It's why another reason why I don't be on the phone that much, because I don't know how to hold a conversation. I'm sitting here talking because this is for the radio show, and this is the reason for me to talk. But, like I said, as my day-to-day life, I don't have many reasons to talk. I don't have many reasons to, because I don't really do shit. So what do you want to hear about me doing, not doing shit? You want to hear that I just smoked with the homies today? I mean, that's every day. It's not really a topic of conversation, smoke with the homies. Like I said, I just said, if I ain't at work, studio, this, that, whatever, then I don't be doing shit. I don't got nothing to report on. So I don't, but then, you know, there are those people that want to have all kind of conversations. You know, they tell you about this, that, or whatever. Like I said, I don't care about your friends. I don't care what your friends are going through. I mean, bottom line, like I said, depending on the situation, depending on who you are, I'll entertain the situation again because, you know, we want to have a conversation, I guess, and talk about something. But it's like, there's, again, what I consider trivial situations. Like I said, people's day-to-day gossip and everything like that is nothing that I would rather, nothing that I want to listen to. That it doesn't benefit me in any way. There's no purpose for it. And above all things, like I said, I'm just trying to be a man of purpose right now. There has to be a purpose for things to happen. There has to be a purpose that people are in your life. There has to be a purpose for the way things are going. And it's about taking control. And that's what the fuck I have to do. Again, this is, like I said, take what I'm saying and apply it how you want. Fuck everything I got to say. This nigga's on that bullshit. Like I said, whatever you think, but I got to take control of myself and my situations and what I'm going through and what I have to deal with, because ain't nobody else going to do it. And, again, there's a certain thing I'm just not going to tolerate.
There's just certain things I'm just not gonna deal with.
Welcome.
And it's just, and it's also interesting. And I don't know, when you sit back and just look at the shit. Like I said, when you don't get involved in shit, like I said, I entertain shit up to a certain point, but a lot of times I just step back and just really just look and just see where people go and where people's minds are and how they think about certain things, this, that, and everything. And it's just, it's always interesting. Because, again, I never set out to fuck with anybody. That's not my point. That's not my purpose. I don't fuck with people. Even on my fucking Facebook, people swear up and down that I be talking to, you know, I be sending subliminals on Facebook. Like I said, like everybody else say, I'm not these other people out here. How I feel about what I say, and I be posting them shit. Like I said, if I got something to say about somebody, I'm going to put your name in, I'm going to tag you. it's very simple. But if I have something run through my head or I think about something or whatever, I want to post that shit on my page, then that's what I'm going to fucking do. It doesn't have to be anybody directly, this, that, or nothing. But it's amazing. And then it's always funny seeing the people who respond to the things that I say. That's the interesting part. Because it'd be people that you don't even think, like, really? You don't. It'd be some of the weirdest people, like, oh, you really thought I can't? You know? But that's also why I don't even, like I said, they can't even post up shit. They be spying on my Facebook. Like, they can't do shit. And I'm not trying to do shit. I'm not trying to start no beef with nobody. I'm not trying to start no problems with nobody. Like, that's you. Like I said, I'm not. I've had enough. I've been through enough. And like I said, beef, drama, all that shit seems to find me already. So why would I fucking look for it? Why would I perpetuate it? Why would I be the cause of it? And then again, people know I did. Like, people come at me sideways, and then when they get me riled up and I come at them, it's like, you know, people can dish it out, but they can't take it. It's like, I thought you wanted to talk shit. We could talk shit all day. But then they'll get mad at me. You started talking shit first. Like I said, I don't act on things unless it's something, like I said, that's important to me, that's going to make me some money, that's going to make me happy. Again, that's another thing. If it doesn't make you money or doesn't make you happy, don't fuck with it. Those are the things you should act on. But I do react. You know, people come at me sideways or whatever, somebody throws a jab or something, you know what I mean? I instinctively counter if I feel I'm being attacked. It's an instinct. Like, and again, people don't realize, like I said, I'll come from a long line of shit talkers. Like a long line. Family's nothing but shit talkers. So, I mean, I've been trained well when it comes to this. You know, my mouth makes people real mad. It can. I know that. Which is why I try to keep it under wraps myself. But again, same time, don't get me riled up. And then even when I do get riled up again, like I said, people talk shit, but I don't talk shit in the way that other people are, like, shit, but fuck you. I don't even talk shit like that, man. Like I said, I talk to people. They can't, because the shit hits them some type of way. You know, and the truth, it is because I'm speaking the truth. I can speak the truth about myself all day, and people can talk shit about me all day. It's either gonna be bullshit that they trying to make up about me, or it's gonna be the truth, and I'm just not gonna care. What, I'm an asshole? Yep. Be that way sometimes. I'm not trying to be an asshole, but
it does be like that sometimes.
But it be like that sometimes. Am I depressed? Yes. Okay. That doesn't mean I don't know how to have a good time. You know, so. Like I said, simple. And it's always funny. Like I said, if I have a bad day and I'm not trying to fuck with nobody, I'm trying to leave it alone. If you're going to try to bring me out of it, then it's going to take a lot to bring me out, you know, bring me out from being down. And then I don't want you to try, and then I'm still pissed off or whatever. Then you're going to be mad. Then it's like, why did I even try? You're right. Why did you? I mean, it's just, oh, man. When you're trying to do, again, when you're always trying to do the right thing or try to walk as straight as possible. Yo. Huh? What? Call me? Are you out? Okay. Oh, yeah, my bad. About to roll? Okay. No, let's leave it there. I'll throw that one. Hold on, y'all. Gotta walk my neck. Fresh footed about here real quick. Yeah. Good looking,
baby. Yeah. How's your life? The best gang.
Clear the bell. 45 minutes on this motherfucker? May not last 45 minutes. We'll see. Just do me a favor. Turn that on. Turn the lock on the gate. All right. All right, child. But, yeah, I'm trying to talk for at least maybe another 15 minutes or so. But it's just, I just don't know. I don't want people to, I don't want any, like I said, I don't want any problems, don't want any issues, don't want people fucking with me. I don't fuck with you, you don't fuck with me. I mean, it doesn't get any simpler than that. So, and that's across the board. So I just don't understand why things have to be so hard. I don't understand why there always have to be troubles, problems, issues, strife, like, all that is just a waste of time, a waste of energy. And again, when you already have to deal with certain things, then extras are needed. All right, so, but yeah, I'm tired. I'm going to smoke some weed. And I'm just going to call it a night. It's been enough already, so. Again, thank y'all for tuning in tonight. Fuck you Fridays, every Friday from 6 to 8. Make sure you tune in Sunday from 7 to 9. Slap Sundays, playing the top snobbers from the independent artists from around the world. Triple M Show, Mo Music Monday, All Music, No Talk. All right, let's see. Turned Up Tuesdays with the Hood Geeks. All right, that's what we got here. And that's where we're at. And then, of course, West Coast Wednesday, something nice. Dagger, Queen V, Adult Matters, and Adult Topics. All right, where we slow it down and try to get it to ladies a little bit. So, like I said, have a good night, y'all. Have a good weekend. Hope everything's good. And like I said, don't mind me. How does it sound like?
Right now is regular caller. I love this guy. Always has some brilliant insights. Dan Stuckey. Dan, what's pissing you off today, buddy?
What is it pissing me off today? Let's talk about our president, Buck Obama.
It's lunacy. It's like he's declaring war on rich people.
Right now, you know, I'm a private security contractor on the front lines defending American freedom. But I got plans to start my own business, and I figure to have about $30 million in the first 2 years.
Wow. Well, Obama's going to kill that $30 million. Just kill it.
Yeah, he's going to take it, redistribute it, and give it to all those losers who sit around all day watching TV and getting fat.
Unbelievable, isn't it?
I just heard Obama pass some legislation that'll let guys who can't get laid go to your house and bang your wife.
Dan, the security man, as always, you are right on point. Always good to hear from you. Next caller.
Hey, right on time. It's Tweedly dumbass and Tweedly bigger dumbass.
Today's our last day, Dan. You gonna miss her?
I just can't wait till we get this brand new super fantastic security system up and running.
Yeah, in 24 hours, the new system will be online. The building will reopen and we be out your life forever.
You know what keeps this building secure? Me. A dedicated, fit, fearless security enforcement professional who can find a godless terrorist from a mile away. Let me see your fancy computer do that.
I think you feel differently tomorrow. Just make sure you're here 24 hours from now, about 3:17 p.m. And watch the magic happen. It's going to be like you died and went to heaven. Hey, do you have an iPhone?
Eat my ass.
Yo. Make sure you're tuned in to Bang Out Radio, hosted by your boy The Dagger, 24/7, man. I ain't gonna go for the show on or not.
Just
go ahead, my sister.
Show. Always dope.
Welcome to the Bang Out. Welcome to my reign. If you're slapping on the beat, this is where you need to play. You're a prisoner, a slave. Dig another grave. If you haven't heard The Dagger, you should pick a better way. Pick another lane. This is where champions are made. No distractions. Like a quick stop, don't get gassed up. Bees in the hive, daggers out of pocket, lions only taking lives, haven't looked into their eyes. Sparing out a rhyme, defeating every line. My speed is on the line, I'm nasty. You just keep my shit up on rewind, I'm not asking. Like one, I'm matching. Puff, puff, and passing, you bastard. This another classic. You should tell Houdini that I stole his fucking neck. I'm gonna get disappeared, now she never wanna leave me. She never wanna leave. Shawty hurt me up on Bang Out, now she never wanna leave. Shawty never wanna leave, cause she hurt me up on Bang Out, Shawty never wanna leave. She never wanna leave, Shawty hurt me up on Bang Out, now she never wanna leave. Shawty never wanna leave, cause she hurt me up on Bang Out, Shawty never wanna leave.